The 6th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks is upon us, and Osama bin Laden is no place to be found. No place, that is, except in our nation's courts, as a defendant in multiple continuing cases. He may not be present in person, but that hasn't stopped the government and private individuals from going after him. We may not know where he is, and yet there he is, listed as a named defendant with multiple aliases, and in some cases, with named lawyers representing his interests. The earliest such cases stem from before the September 11th attacks. One is titled poignantly, United States of America versus Osama bin Laden. It's from March of 2000, and the case concerns bin Laden and al-Qaeda and the 1998 embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. And 1.5 years before the plane slammed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon in the Pennsylvania ground, the court writes that it's often al-Qaeda's seemingly non-criminal conduct, like travel, that facilitates its violent attacks. But even back then, Osama bin Laden wasn't around to answer the charges in person. There are cases, too, in which bin Laden is named as a defendant in civil actions, those brought by family members who lost loved ones in terrorist attacks here and abroad. There, courts must address as an issue what to do with a potential defendant who is in hiding, presumably far, far away. In civil actions, the plaintiff usually serves the defendant with papers explaining that he or she faces liability. The court, too, must have jurisdiction over the defendant and feel comfortable that it has power over that particular person because of some actions that the person took within its jurisdiction. Courts have solved the service of process problem by allowing plaintiffs to notify bin Laden of pending civil actions through publication, using notices just like those in the back of any newspaper. The plaintiffs publish them in places like the International Herald Tribune and news outlets in the area where bin Laden is presumed to be hiding, including newspapers in which bin Laden himself had published fatwas against the United States. That sort of public notification, courts agree, satisfies notice requirements. As for jurisdictional issues in the embassy cases outside the U.S., a federal appellate court in Washington, D.C., wrote that the embassy bombings were meant to cause pain and sow terror in the United States. That, it decided, satisfied jurisdictional requirements, making jurisdiction concerning the September 11th attacks crystal clear. So we don't know where Osama bin Laden is as I write this, but we do know that he has multiple cases pending against him, including one with an outstanding judgment for nearly $60 million. And that's for two victims of September 11th alone.